After 82 days underground, these wounded Ukrainian soldiers are finally leaving the Azovstal steel plant on Russian buses displaying the letter Z, symbolic of its invasion. For months, these fighters from the Azov battalion attempted to defend the steel plant in Mariupol and prevent Russian soldiers from completely taking over the port city. But outnumbered and overpowered, Ukraine says its mission to defend the plant is over.
The defenders of Mariupol fulfilled all the tasks set by their commanders. Unfortunately, we do not have the opportunity to unblock Azovstal by military means.
The fight for the steelworks and the plight of civilians and fighters trapped there captured the world's attention. All women, children and elderly have already been rescued. President Volodymyr Zelensky says the priority now is to move out the rest of the fighters still in the plant.
Thanks to the actions of the Ukrainian military, the International Committee of the Red Cross and the UN, we hope that we will be able to save the lives of our guys. There are severely wounded soldiers among them. They've been given care. I want to stress that Ukraine needs Ukrainian heroes alive.
Those seriously wounded have been taken to a medical facility in the Russian-controlled town of Novoazovsk. They could become part of a prisoner swap. Ukrainian fighters say they held out in Azovstal for weeks to buy time for the rest of Ukraine to battle Russian forces and secure Western arms needed to withstand Russia's assault. But the evacuation marks the end of what could be one of the longest and most bloody battles of the Ukraine war. Mariupol is now in ruins, and Ukraine says tens of thousands of people have died. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.